We don't even know how, whether he eats food or not, or how it gets to him. But he allowed you to enter. You saw foodstuff there. You took it. You went to the kitchen. You prepared it. You eat it. And the remaining, you threw it to the dustbin. And you left. Have you assisted him? You have assisted yourself. So you stand up in the night. You say, you pray a rakat, 100 rakat, and it is daybreak. What have you done? Is Allah going to eat your rakah? You are fasting now. The fasting you are fasting, Allah is going to eat your food. That's why you are fasting. Allah said, when you slaughter, you have slaughtered. The blood goes to the ground. The meat you eat. Which one gets to Allah? Only your piety gets to Allah. It's your piety that gets to Allah. That's what gets to Allah. So you worship is for yourself. You don't worship, you are sinning, it's against you. You are going to see it. At the time, Sayyidina Umar, he took over this mosque. Like we said, it was the Christians. Now it is the Jews. Like I have said several times, and later on I also saw some ulama who were saying it. What is happening now may look bad to Muslims, but it is a blessing in disguise. The way Allah does his work, and the way the world is if you don't have somebody who is doing evil, how do you know the person who is doing good? They work together. It's at the time you are seeing somebody doing evil that you appreciate the person doing good. The Jews, because they are fighting Muslims, each Muslim is not happy in his mind and is standing up to try his best. And when Allah said here, which means they will be in one place. And we hear Allah say in the other place that وَقَتَانَاهُ أَزْبَاتَ أُمَمًا, that we have, after the Prophet has dealt with them, they have been divided into different nations. They are no more in one place. But what's happening now in Jerusalem? They have been all brought together again. What brought them together before in Medina? The Prophet. What is bringing them together now? To be destroyed. Initially, all of them came to Medina, to live in Medina, because they were told the final prophet will come out in that place. So Banu Kaynuka, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza, all of them, all the Jews, they came there. In different tribes, they were staying there. Now, after they were destroyed and thrown away, some of them were in Russia, some of them were in Germany, some of them are in Paris, some of them, they went the whole world like that. But wherever they are always doing destruction. It was not just that Hitler decided to kill the Jews. They knew what they saw from them in destruction. Only that they went beyond what. It's just like somebody has come. He comes to your house. He is sending people to steal from your house on daily basis. When you go to work, he will set trap for you at work. You are suspended. You know the person, this is the one person doing all this. But you cannot prove it. Then when you stand up, one day you just take a knife, you meet him on the road, and you cut him into pieces. Nobody will understand what you are doing. But what Hitler did, go and read history. Why did he do it? Because the Jews were the ones monopolizing the economy, monopolized till today. They will be destroying you. You cannot see what they are doing to destroy you. But finally, they came to Palestine. Used the forces of Britain, United States, Germany, and all these people. They supported them, and they drove away Palestinians, and took over their land. They cooked up a war. By the time Egypt tried to defend, they were overwhelmingly thrown out of Palestine. Now they have occupied the whole of that area. And as if they are not reading the Quran, and they read it, they went ahead and they are building wall to surround them. They have also gone ahead and they are building iron courts. And they are bringing Jews from everywhere in the world to in the place. And where is Ajawad in the Akhirati? Liyasu'u Juhakum. All of them will be there and Allah will destroy all of them inside that place. This is where is Ajawad in the Akhirati. It has not come. That's why, like Imam Sha'ara, he was saying, where is that? When it comes, we think it has not come. وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوا أول مرة. And at that day, the Muslims will come back and overtake over that mosque again like they took it before. وليتبروا ما ألو تبيرا. And they will destroy whatever they see there that is not in conformity with Islam, like they, and in utter destruction they will do it.
عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا.
عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is now telling them why. What did He say? Allah said, "Asay Rabbukum an yarhamkum." It may be that Allah will have mercy on you, all you the Jews. When utum udna, if you come back to this destruction that you are in, Allah too will come back to destroy you. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. And we have indeed put down the hellfire for the unbelievers as their lying mat, as their restraining position, as their imprisonment place. Here, somebody will wonder, a person that is involved in all this evil, why would Allah say, "Asay Rabbukum an yarhamkum"? Allah has his duty, he's doing it. His own is to show you the path to get to paradise and to leave the door open at all times. Some of the Jews, when they come to read the Quran and they understand that people have done evil, they abandon it and become Muslims. Muhammad Asad, for example, is a Jew. He's a rabbi. He denounced his religion at the age of 22 or 23, became a Muslim, studied Arabic to the extent that he didn't only write books, he went ahead and translated the whole Quran. And the tafsir, one of tafsir, his tafsir is one of the best tafsir that you see today. There are several Jews like that that have become Muslims. That's why Allah is saying, "Asay Rabbukum an yarhamkum." Maybe Allah may have mercy on you. For those who still want not to follow the path of their forefathers in destruction, not to follow it. When udutum utna, anytime you go to the path of destruction, Allah said, "I will also go back to it." They are all over the world. There is nowhere they are. Like Allah said, "Aksarakum nafira." Aksarum nafira. And wherever they are in the world, they are there in fear. In the US, they are there in fear. At one time in 1955 or 6, the Americans refused that any Jew should be taken into the university because of the fear of what they could do. But they are the ones controlling all the economy today, and nobody can dare them. But they are still in fear. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. Hasir is mat. It also means to restrain somebody in a place. That's why Allah is saying that in this world you may escape. You can do something, you have a good lawyer, he goes to the court and free you. What of the day of judgment? There is no way to escape. So that's why Allah is warning all of us that let us be careful, let's do good work. Allah will have mercy on you as long as you're going to do good work. Allah have mercy on all of us.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كثيرا. Allah has finished talking to the Jews. He will come back to tell us the end of this story of the Jews at the end of the surah when he returns back to the Jews. Now Allah has taken his attention to the whole world now and is talking to us. إن هذا القرآن، for sure this Quran before you. You have the ability here up one. Guide to the most upright path. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it gives glad tidings to the believers. أَنَّ لَهُمُ. That for sure they have in store. أَجْرًا. Big reward. كَبِيرًا. Big reward. Here, Allah said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. For sure, Allah is not doubting it. But the time that this Quran, Allah was saying this, where was the Prophet? In Makkah. Was the Quran complete? No. Because the Quran was complete with the last verse in it. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. This is the last verse to be revealed in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. But the time Allah was telling the Prophet, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ هَذِهِ الَّتِي أَقْوَمُ, the Quran was not yet completed. Which means the Quran is not the complete Quran that is Quran. Each verse of the Quran is Quran. That's why Allah is saying, وَإِذَا كَرَانَهُ فَاتَّبِي قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. When we recite it, just follow it. Then follow the Quran. Then after it, we shall explain it to you. One verse of the Quran is the Quran. The whole of the Quran complete together is the Quran. He said, يَهَدِي لَتِهِيَا أَقْوَمْ. Why the most upright? In Arabic, كَيِّمْ is upright. Aqwam, most upright. Because the Prophet ﷺ, there are things himself he does that is upright. There are things that Muslims also do that is upright. There are things that even non-Muslims they do that is upright. Allah will not compare your uprightness with the uprightness of the Quran. The Quran is most upright. For example, in every culture, there are things in this culture that are good. But if you go and find what the Quran says you should do, you find it more upright. For example, if you take Zayd bin Haritha, he's a slave of the Prophet. Originally, he's not a slave. His parents traveled with him. Somebody stole him on the way, went to sell him. Sayyidah Khadija bought him. And when she got married to the Prophet, out of her gift to the Prophet, he gave the slave to the Prophet as his gift. So Zayd was serving the Prophet faithfully until a day came. A person came to Mecca and saw Zayd. Zayd, then he turned. What are you doing here? Your parents have been looking for you for so many years. I'm a slave here, this is where I was sold to. This is his uncle, who just came to Mecca and saw him now, after several years. So quickly the uncle said, who is your master? So he ran, they went to the Prophet last time. Then the Prophet was not yet a prophet. He told the Prophet, this boy there is my nephew. This is how we lost him. This is how we found him now. What I want from you is that, permit me, let me go back to Yusuful, tell me how much you are going to sell him back to us, for us to buy him back. The Prophet said, Zayd, said yes. Do you know him? Said yes. He looks some familiar. So he says it's your uncle. If you choose to go with him, I will not take anything. You can go with him. They said, told his uncle, said, my uncle said, yes, I will not go with you. The uncle said, you want to remain as a slave under this person? He said, I will not choose somebody else for this, for in place of Muhammad. When he said this, everything became fine. Then the man, the uncle out of finance, said, when I go home, I will tell your parents and the rest, you are a slave here and you choose to be a slave. First of all, he said, don't go. Follow me. He took Zayd and they went to Kaaba. He raised Zayd's hand in front of Kaaba and said, as for today, all of you bear witness. Zayd is no more Zayd bin Harsa. Zayd is Zayd bin Muhammad. An adopted son of mine. From that day, they became an adopted son of Muhammad, and he was proud of that. Then suddenly Allah came in the Quran, he said, in whom the Abayim who are Satu in the night. Call them by their father's name, it is more just. You can see what the Prophet did was right, but what Allah said is more upright. That's why Allah, when he's choosing his word, he's very careful. That's why in the Hazal Quran, Yadi Tihya Akwam. And always, you find whatever solution you have in the world, when you bring the solution of the Quran, it is more upright. There are a lot of things today that quietly the white people are coming back to, but the Quran said this is the correct position and they refuse to accept it. One of the financial experts in America one time was saying that if we want the economy to move, we must bring the interest rate to 0%. When he said this, some countries took his advice. Like Japan, they brought their interest to 0%, China to very close to 0%. What is the rebound? It's interest. If you bring it to 0%, which means you are fighting rebound. And this is exactly what Allah is saying. Ama aleitu min riba fala yabu inda Allah. Whatever you bring out of riba, Allah does not accept riba. But instead of accepting that, they are now finding it easy to know that riba does not make the economy to prosper. It brings it down. They say, okay, reduce the interest or let the interest be 0%. They don't want to say that they are following the Quran. So there are several things like that you see. They say we shouldn't. There is no slave. Slave in Islam is not like slave that is known. Look at the slave of the Prophet. Look at the way he treated him. Look at how manly he treated him. Look at the slaves that are ladies. How he took them as wives. Look at the slave of Abraham that was given to him. He took her as wife. And the ones that don't take them as wife, Islam made it that the day the man leaves the world, if that lady has delivered a child, she cannot be sold and she becomes free. How can you compare this? Today they say no, there is no slave. But the same people turn around and turn it in children. All these children that have been stolen, who are those buying them? They are still the same people. Some of them have no children, they buy one and bring them and make him to believe that it's their father. It's not true. So whatever Quran says, here akwam. In the Quran, he had written here akwam. And this Quran that we see is recited for us to follow it. It's recited for us to get reward from it. It's recited for us to solve our problems within ourselves. In Shifa'un, the Mafi Sudur. In it, there is cure for what is in your heart, there is ailment for what is in your body. You can write it and drink part of it, some of it, and it will also cure you. You can write it, hang it, and it will not allow things to come to your house. This Quran can solve a lot of the problems. The Prophet he used to say that anybody who recites the Quran in less than 3 days has not understood the Quran. So no matter how much you know the Quran, you're not allowed to read it in less than 3 days. That's why the Sahaba, they used to read it every week. In the case of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he says he reads it every week twice. In the daytime, once. That's one every week in the daytime, every week in the nighttime. And his own, when he's reading it, he reads it in following the word Femmi Bishawkin. My mouth is desirous. With starting with Fatiha, he will end up reading Baqarah, Al Imran and Nisa'i. Then Mim, Femmi, he will start with Maida. He will go until he finishes Surat Nahal. Surat, he will read with Maida. After Maida, he will read Surat An'am, from An'am, Arab, from Arab, Anfal, from Anfal, Tawbah. Then he will start with Ya. That's Femmi Ya, Surat Yunus. Then from Surat Yunus, he will go and lie down and he will stop in Surat Nahal. And he will start in Surat Bani Israel, Femmi Bi. And if he starts from Surat Bani Israel, he will go like that until he gets to the Shaukin, Shin, Surat Shu'ara. Then you start from Surah to Shura, you take it to the end of Surah Ankabut. And you start to Surah Yasin. And you start from Mustafa to Safa, Shawkin. From Mustafa to Safa, he will take it up to the end of Surah Al-Kahf, then to Surah Hujura, and you will start from Surah Al-Kahf, that's Shawkin, from Surah Al-Kahf to Nas. If you count it, it is 7. He starts on one recitation on Thursday and the other one on Friday, so that he finishes one on a Friday and finishes one on Saturday. And it is the morning he finished the other one that he left this world. That's how Sheikh Ibrahim Yas was reciting his Quran. So Quran is in before us, recite it all the time, it will solve a lot of your ailments. One day an Arab came to the Prophet, he said, which work does Allah love most? I am al habu illallah. He said, as al-halul murtahil, the one that is stopping and continues his journey. Whenever he finishes, he starts a journey. The Arab said, "Wama al-hal mutahil." It's a sign of Quran. Yadrib bin awalhi ila akhirhi kullama halla irtahal. This one that is with the Quran, starting from the beginning to the end. Whenever he ends it, he starts it again. That's why when people are ending the Quran in Surah Nas, they will not stop in Surah Nas. After immediately they start Fatiha again, Baqarah up to Ulaika, whom will move the home, and stop there. That's how they recite the Quran. All this is telling us the importance that is attached to the Quran, and that we should try to be reciting it all the time. Some surahs there, if we recite it, Satan will not enter your house. For at least 3 days, like Surah Al-Baqarah. Some surahs in it, if you recite any of it, you have the reward of reciting the whole of the Quran. Some surahs in it, if you recite it, Allah will answer your prayer automatically, like Yasin. Each verse in the Quran has its specialty. Each surah in the Quran has its own specialty. For those who know, they know. Whatever you know is still short of what Allah has put in there. In the Quran, Yadin lati hiya aqwam wa yubashir al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran kabira. Here he said ajran kabira, because this particular surah is talking of mu'minin. When we enter the next surah, talking of Muslim, you will be seeing ajran hasana. There will be difference. But this particular place, now that Allah has started with the Quran, He is going to tell us the relationship between us and Allah. When He finishes it, He will round it up that we should not worship anybody but Allah, and He will start the relationship between us and the creations of Allah. That's how the Quran is going. It is Araliman. وَيُبَشِرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Do good work with Allah. He's giving you a glad tidings, you are going to have also big reward.
وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing his statement. This Quran guides to the upright path and give glad tidings to those that believe that and do good work, that they have a big reward. Where? In the hereafter. One of the lives of the akhirah, and also give glad tidings to those that do not believe in the hereafter. وَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ نَبِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. That punishment, painful one, has been prepared for them. How can punishment be prepared for somebody and is good and is also a good glad tidings? It's glad tidings. Anywhere that Allah is saying, give وَبَشِرْ مُنَافِقِينَ, give good news to the munafiq that they are going to have painful punishment. Is it a good news? It's still a good news. How? If somebody is telling you, you failed your test that I gave you, you failed your CA, continue like that. I promise you, you are going to fail your exam. What are you going to do? You sit up and work hard. So what he said was good to you. So whenever said Allah is making bishara, you don't just look at it from the fact that how is it good news. Some people, it is because of this they will see that. So Allah is making jest of me. Let me stand up so that Allah will correct what I'm in. So it's a good news also to those that don't believe in Allah, that Allah is telling them that hell has been prepared for them, painful. Azab and animal punishment that is painful.
وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا.
وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now talking to us. What is your relationship between you and God? Are you reciting the Quran? Are you doing good work? Then what happens to you? What insan? That you, this man, when you call to Allah sometimes, you pray. You ask the insan to be sharing, you pray for evil. Du'a'ahu bil khair, instead of you to pray for good. Wa kana al insan ajula. Man indeed is prone to haste. In another place, Allah is saying, وَلَا يُعَجِرُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ شَرَّ إِسْتِجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلَهُمْ. If Allah will hasten in answering your evil prayers, the way you hasten to do good, to want good, then your end will have come. Why is Allah telling us this? You are a Muslim. That should be calling unto Allah. When you say Yad'u is prayer. Dua in Arabic is prayer. Whenever you see sentences in Arabic, it's either fil mudari, fil amr, or fil madi. It's either a past tense or present tense or a commanding tense. Whenever you are requesting something from somebody that is smaller than you, like your child, you don't beg him to give you. You just request him. That's fil amr. You just request him to give you. When you are asking somebody who is your peer, you persuade him to give you. But when you are asking somebody who is bigger than you, you beg him to give you. So whenever you are asking Allah is dua, you are begging Allah, imploring Allah to give you. And anytime, how do you implore Allah to give you? When you speak from your mouth, wanting good that only Allah can give, then you are begging Allah to give you. That's why people say, be careful of what you say. You may as well get it. A lot of us, whenever we are annoyed, your son, you just go ahead and curse him. If Allah accepts the curse, what will happen? This is what Allah is talking about here. وَلَا يُعَجِلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ شَرَّ إِسْتِجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ. If Allah will be answering all your prayers, you will have been perished by now. You just have a small quarrel with a friend, you start cursing him. And Allah has put everything in this world to benefit you. He said, وَسَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ. Allah has subjected to you everything in the firmament, including your friends, including your parents, including your children. Everything is subjected to you for you to benefit from them, not for you to have punishment from them. Why will you quickly curse your wife, curse your child, curse your friend, curse yourself? You will even see some people on the street say, if this disease does not happen, may Allah do this to him. If Allah will answer it at that time, what will happen to them? That's why Allah is saying here, what is wrong with you? What insan sharra du'ahu bil khair? Why is a man prone to asking for evil when he should stand and ask Allah for good? Your son has done something bad to you. Be patient, don't answer. In another place, Prophet Lama is saying, At-ta'ajjal min ash-shaytan, wa ta'anni min ad-dari. Haste is from Satan. doing something gently, taking your time to do things, is from Allah. Then ulama they said, except in 6 things. It's only in 6 things you can be in a hall, and it is okay. When you have committed a sin against Allah, hurriedly go and repent. When a visitor comes to your house, hurriedly go and show him hospitality. When somebody dies, hurriedly prepare him for burial. When it is time for salah, hurriedly prepare to say your salah. When you are owing a debt and suddenly you are in capacity to pay, hurriedly stand up and pay your debt. When you see a young lady that you want to marry, hasten to do the marriage before Satan comes in. You see, apart from these 6 things, like Sheikh brought it in his Nawadul Hikam, you are not allowed to be in haste in any other thing. Any other thing, take it gently and do it gently. Our father, Hanibi Adam, he used to say, if I took my time when Satan advised me to think about it, I would not have entered the problem I entered. Always before you do anything, take your time. Don't be in a hurry. If somebody is hurrying you, allow him to go. The world will not come to an end because of that. وَكَانَ الْإِسْلَانُ عَجُولًا. Man is prone to haste. In another place, Allah said, خُلِكَ الْإِسْلَانُ عَجُولًا. Man has been created to be in haste. Since you have known that, always restrain yourself. Somebody is abusing you, don't answer quickly. Restrain yourself. It's not easy, but this is what the Quran is teaching us. Because when you talk at that time, you are talking to Allah. I've told you that what we are reading now, up to a particular verse where Allah will ask us not to worship anything other than Allah, Allah is teaching us how do we behave towards Him. Anything you say about from your mouth, you are talking to Allah. We shouldn't be in haste to quickly make judgment and curse somebody and wish somebody evil. We should keep quiet. In another place, Rasulullah said, when you are taking an annoyance, say, if you are standing up, sit down. If you are still down, go and make ablution. When you make ablution, come back and sit down. So, annoyance is from the fire of hell. If you make ablution, it quenches it down. All these things are the paths to follow. That's why you find some men, whenever they are in their house and their wives start talking to them, abusing them, they will just close the door and leave the house and go. The same woman that is abusing you, by the time you come back, and she has realized what she has done is bad, she may be the one to come back in front of you and beg you again to forgive her. That's how human beings are. Let's not be fast in taking action when we are annoyed.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا.
وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, it is me, not somebody else, it is us. وجعلنا, it is we, ليلة والنهار, that have made the night and the day آيتين, two signs. From Mahauna Ayat al Layli, and we wipe away the sign of the night. Waja'alna Ayat al Nahiri Musuratan, and we make the sign of the day to be evident and to be seen. The chapter of Fadlan Rabbikum, for you to be able to go about and seek bounties from your Lord. Walita'ala Mu'adad al Sinina al Hisab, and for you to also be able to know the count of years and for you to know calculations with respect to whatever you are going to do. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ Everything you see that we do, فَصَّلْنَاهُ We have definitely make a boundary for it. It has limits. تَفْصِيلًا We have limited it and we have made it accurately in precision. When Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ In another place, he said, Allah himself was saying that وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِنَا اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ He said, out of our signs is the day and the night and the sun and the moon. وَمِنْ آيَاتِنَا اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ Which means the night is a sign. The day is a sign. It's not the night that becomes a day. It's not the day that becomes the night. The day is different. The night is different. Because we hear Allah saying that وَجَعَلْنَا إِبْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً We have made the son of Maryam, that's Jesus Christ, and her mother one sign. But here he said وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ Which means each of them is a sign to contemplate about. In another place Allah is saying, He said, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمُ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمُ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah is saying in another place, if, look, open the tell them, if night was made over you continuously until the day of judgment, do you have another Lord to bring the day for you that it will allow you to go ahead and do your work? Because the night is meant for you to rest. The day is meant for you to look for sustenance. There are two different things. To Jesus, the Prophet said, if the night comes, he said, put off your light before you sleep. Because night is meant to be night. Light that we used to see has been withdrawn from night. وَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ Allah is the one that withdrew that light. He didn't say he has withdrawn the light, but آيَةَ The sign in the night. Because there is still some light in the night, but not meant for the human eye. If you go to the electromagnetic spectrum, you find out the visible light starts from ultraviolet to infrared. That's why you have deep blue. You have from the violet, indigo, like that, up to red. That's visible. Band of the width of the electromagnetic spectrum. It is you that Allah has made it for. If not, the same night, there is light there for the snake to see and go to wherever it wants to go. There is light in it for the cat to go and even hunt. There is light in it for the rat to go about to hunt. But for you, the band Allah has given you finishes when night comes. You cannot see again. Why? For you to have a rest. And the day and the night, ayatayni, they are two different signs and complementary. One does not replace the other. That's why sometimes it is not a good thing for you to put all the lights in your house when it is night and you refuse to put it on. There, and Allah has made everything that Allah has made years back are complementary. In the Quran, Allah said, Wallayli idha yaksha wannahari إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى. والليل إذا يغشى the night as it covers. Because what there are things that Allah wants covered. Those things that Allah wants covered, don't uncover it. والنهار إذا تجلى there are things that Allah wants manifest. What he wants manifest, don't come out. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْسَى. And Allah said, with the secret with which he created the male and the female, they are complementary. It is the height of ignorance and foolishness for a woman to say, I want to be like a man. For a man to say, I want to be like a woman. For the woman to say that what man can do, woman can do. No, you are complementary. They are not the same thing. You cannot say, okay, I want to turn the night into day. I want to turn the day into night. What it can be done by day, it can be done by night. No, the human being, these things are meant for it complementary. If you are tired and night comes and you rest at night, by the time you wake up, even at night, you will feel highly refreshed. A lot of your sicknesses will even go. That's why do your life according to the way the Prophet has done his life. Nobody is wiser than the Prophet. Don't allow anybody to rule your life apart from the Prophet. You find this, our businessmen, our politicians, they want to have meetings. They want to have it at night. Don't follow them. After Isha, go inside your house. If you are staying after 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, go and sleep. Don't have any meeting at night. Why? The Prophet does not do it. Sheikh Muhammad Jari Latanu, his children, the two children, Muhammad Kabir, Muhammad Sagir, and his family, when it is night after Isha, he asked them to go in. He will lock the door, take the key, put it behind his own pillow. This is Sheikh Muhammad Tijani. A lot of times some people tell you, no, we are fixing our meeting, we want it between 11 and 9 to 12. Thank you, I'm not attending. So look, what are they going to give you? If you want to go and work in government, they will tell you a lot of the meetings are at night. Have they achieved 1 millionth of what the government has achieved?
No.
Then what is it for? The night is for it. The task will know. No, that's for women. The day is for you to work. We talked about before the room. Allah said, "Wa ta'lamu anna as-sinina wal hisab." For you to be able to also use it to count your years, because it's from the day and night you have week. If it's from weeks, you have months. It's from months, you have years. It's from years, you have decades. It's from decades, you have centuries. If Allah did not give you this, how do you do it? And Allah has made our daily worship to be along the movement of the sun. Because the sun, we see it in the daytime, moving. The night, we only see the moon. So he has made our annual worship to follow the movement of the moon. Ramadan is annual worship. You count the months. Hajj is annual worship. We count the months. Salah is daily worship. We count the movement of the sun. That's how Allah has made it. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ. He said everything is in its position. The moon does not overtake the sun. The sun does not overtake the moon. That's how Allah has created things. Let us follow it and also try to look at these things. Allah said, I attain, there are signs. We should always contemplate on the signs of Allah. If you look, all the things Allah has created, that he said there are signs that we should look at. He did not mention our own selves. He didn't say we should investigate our people, one another, to see the miracle in ourselves. Because there are things Allah will cover for somebody at night. He doesn't want others to see it. To the extent the Prophet said, he does not allow you to try to trap your wife in their houses by coming to them at night if you travel. If you travel, don't say, okay, I want to come at night to see what do they do. Don't do it. Don't investigate. Well, that is also. He said, if you are coming at night, make sure you tell your family you are coming at night. If you didn't tell them at night, sleep in the town before your town and come in the daytime. Because the night is meant to be a cover. What Allah has covered, don't go and uncover it. Then the secrets of your friends, don't uncover it. If you are going to look for a wife now, you go in the daytime. Well dressed, for everybody to see your dress, everybody to see your face, everybody to see even what you have, what you are riding. But when you have been given the wife, and you now want to meet with your wife at night, the way you stay at night is not the way you stay in the daytime. All these things we should be contemplating on it. As I said, I attain. They are different. This sign, the sign of the night, is different from the sign of the day. What are these signs? We should be contemplating on them. The way Allah has made his things time accurate, we should try to process accuracy. So all of you that you are doing research, when you ask to take data, stay and take it accurately. Is it measurement? Is it weight? Is it question? Is it answer you're taking from somebody? Take it accurately. Whatever he did not say, don't say he says it. Don't come out and say, okay, I want my graph to look like this. Whatever your result is, leave it. You don't know why Allah has made it like that. This is the habit of Allah. Because whatever you're also writing, Allah is seeing it. Whatever you're also taking, Allah is seeing it. Allah is taking our attention to his own creation. For us to know how we can improve on it. If we can improve on it, we should not be like the Jews. We should not spoil it. Sir, may Allah assist all of us.
Amen.
Any questions? Do you have questions?
Salamat.
The first question, you made use of a simile about 2 days ago. That Allah put his hand on the chest of the Prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So the person was a little bit confused. He wants to know whether Allah has hand.
Walking tired, day he mean. Rasulullah said, Allah's two hands are all right hands. Anytime they say Allah, the one that should come to you is Subhan. Nothing of Allah is like yours. Today, if they say, do you exist? You say you exist. But you exist, your existence is founded on non-existence. Allah's own is not like that. You have hands. Your hand is not like that of Allah. Allah said, إِنَّ بَقْشَ رَبِّكَ
لَشَدِيدٌ
وَسَمَاءَ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah said, this planet you see, we created it with our hands, and we are expanding it. The hands of Allah, you cannot understand it as long as you don't know how Allah is. The hand of Allah, you cannot understand it as long as you don't know how Allah is. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nothing is like Allah. And I always ask question, how much did you score in your examination? Maybe you score 95%. But remember, you read, you are taught, and yet that's how much you scored. Let alone what you are not taught. How can you understand everything? A lot of things in the Quran, we don't understand it. We don't understand it. We say we don't understand. But there are people who want to show that they understand everything. I don't know how. When in their own life, in their own houses, they have failed in a lot of circumstances. We failed in a lot of circumstances in our homes. Allah said he has hands. How he has hands, we don't know. He sees. How he sees, we don't know. He is there. How he is there, we don't know. Every attribute of Allah is not like our attributes.
Second question. This person wants to know if someone has missed a Taraweeh congregation that is prayed as congregational prayer. That should be prayed, no?
Taraweeh is not familiar, it's not familiar. If you pray in congregation, you have your reward. If you pray alone, you have your reward. Which one is more rewarding? For you to even pray alone is more rewarding. But for you to pray also amongst people is sunnah. The person has prayed Taraweeh amongst people with people. He has prayed his Taraweeh alone. But anything that is not fadila, for you to do it alone, has more reward. So if you pray it with the intention that the Prophet has prayed Taraweeh with his companions, you have the reward of it. If you also pray it with the intention that the Prophet has prayed Taraweeh alone, you have the reward of it. So if you miss it, it doesn't mean anything.
And the last question, this person wants to know the status of Hakika Buddha.
Status of?
Hakika people. Hakika, people of Hakika. And then he also wants to know the status of those people that will tell people to go and bring money to pray for them.
When you say Hakika, you are talking of those people that are behaving like foolish people. That's their status, status of foolish people. Just now we talked of people that that there are things that Allah has covered, and that there are things that Allah has made manifest. If somebody comes, he wants to marry, and he said, he wants to marry your daughter, please kindly give him your daughter to marry. He has the power to make your daughter happy when they enter the house. And he removed his trousers, he removed his shirt for you to see that he has the power. What has he done? Are you going to give him your daughter?
No.
No, of course. So the people of Hakika are like that. They are people who want to deny that Allah clothes everything. There is, in your stomach now, there is urine. There is feces. Allah has closed it for you to see. Anything you are going to do, the way Allah closes it, you should close it like that. So that's the start of Buddha. Anybody you see doing Hakika, there is no doubt about it. He will say, precious. There is no doubt about it. Because verse last lama, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَيَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You cannot will anything but the way Allah wills it. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and your work. There is cut up, but you are still working. The Lord is still praying. We hear the prayer because Allah has protesting everything. Even he went ahead and he made the shout to some people that they are going to enter paradise. Did they stop praying because they have been doing? And they are going to enter paradise even if they did not pray again. But will they stop? If they stop, it will not be to their status. So anybody you see, and he said, call himself Hakika, no matter his level, he's a foolish person. And he's doing what the Prophet does not do. He is doing what Sheikh Ahmad Jain does not do. He is doing what Sheikh Ibrahim does not do. Leave his path for him and go away from him. He cannot harm you in any way. And then some people are asking, do you give sadaqa to somebody who is praying for you? لا خير في كثير من أجلهم إلا ما أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إسلام بين الناس. Allah said, there is nothing good in coming together except enjoying that sadaqa should be done. Then, in other places, Allah said, إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمْ رَسُولًا فَقَدِمُوا بَيْدَ عَلَيْهِ دَجْوَيْكُمْ صَدَقًا. If you are going to have personal discussions with Allah through the, and you want to have it, go and have it with the Prophet. If you are going to now discuss with the Prophet your problems, he said, put before you sadaqa. This sadaqa is not necessary for the man to eat. It's that you want your problem solved. And sadaqa is one of the ways that Allah overlooks your sins. But for the man to chant, bring such and such, bring such and such, is not decent. Whether it's good or not, I don't know that. But I know that it is not decent. But the decent thing is you that you are going to seek. Go, even if you are going for ordinary visit, take hadiah in your hand to give. If you are going to visit any person that you know is a person of virtue in Islam, and always there are more people surrounding him, do like we told you Salman the Pharisee did. Take sadaqa and go and give him. Without sadaqa, he will ask people surrounding him to come and take. And when they take it and they are happy, then it will also bring your problem down.
Wow.
That's why sadaqa is very important. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah accept our Ramadan.
Amen.
May Allah accept all the work we are doing.
Amen.
May Allah count us among those that he has given this month.
Amen.
May Allah bless us with the Prophet Islam in this world and hereafter.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our sins.
Amen.
May Allah reward, reward our ulama.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Islam for us.
Amen.
May Allah reward the companions of the Prophet.
Amen.
And all those that follow his path of their placement. May Allah bring peace to this country.
Amen.
May he bring peace to our campuses.
Amen.
May he bring peace to our homes.
Amen.
May he bless all our prayers.
Amen.
May he bless all the work we are doing.
Amen.
May he bless our studies and grant us success.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen this government.
Amen.
As they are trying to repair this country, may Allah strengthen them.
Amen.
All those intend this country with evil, may Allah perish them.
Amen.
All those intend discord with evil men, Allah weaken them.
Amen.
Perish them.
Amen.
Those that are assisting this country, may Allah assist them.
Amen.
All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them.
Amen.
All those wanting Islam with evil, may Allah perish them.
غير المكتوب عليه
والضالين
آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح الناظر والخاتم لما سبق ناصح الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.